Well, other refugee advocates are disappointed with the recommendations of the expert panel and see the proposed changes as a return to John Howard's Pacific solution. Earlier today, Tim Roxburgh caught up with the spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintoul.
I mean, we are profoundly disappointed with the expert panel. What its recommendations have done, besides that, you know, this or that, you know, welcome proposal, for example, to increase the overall, you know, refugee intake to 20,000 and to 27,000. But overwhelmingly, what it has done is allowed the Gillard government, given them an excuse to fully adopt the Howard's, you know, Pacific solution.
Refugee advocates, like, for example, former Senator Andrew Bartlett, say that this is not a return to the Howard Pacific solution because the places Manus and Nauru don't need to be set up in that punitive way that people said it was previously, and that it now can be set up in a much more humane way, and also we should welcome the opportunity to address some of those root causes of the problem in the region, including by increasing that refugee intake.
Look, I've heard Andrew and I've heard Paris Aristotle, but frankly, it's wishful thinking, and both should know better. I think they know very well what the Labor Party and the coalition will do with the proposals from the expert panel, and you know, it doesn't matter what facilities there exist on you know, on Nauru. We know that it will remain. It'll be a prison island. It may not have a, you know, barbed wire around. It may not have, you know, any kind of wire around the detention centre, but it will be a prison island, and far from guaranteeing any kind of resettlement in the present situation, they could easily be held there for years and years. And in fact, the proposal from the expert panel is that they will be held there for many years. Now, that's not any kind of durable solution for a refugee, and I'm sure if they think more about it, they would recognise that.
So, in other words, there are some productive recommendations amongst those recommendations of the expert panel, but you're concerned that the government will cherry-pick some of the more punitive ones without addressing the ones that are likely to look at the regional solutions to the problem.
That's exactly right. I mean, what as I said, if you look at what the situation is at the moment, all the headlines are about Nauru and Manus Island and reopening, you know, the Pacific solution in that respect. There is nothing being said and no commitment made to the one thing which I think is in the expert panel's proposals, which would provide a solution and a way of safe passage for people from Southeast Asia to, you know, to Australia. And if we are concerned about durable solution, if Australia is serious about living up to commitment to provide, you know, permanent protection for asylum seekers, that has to be at the front of it. Now, the panel has given them the opportunity to do that. It says increase the overall intake to 20,000 and then to 27,000. I said before that can be done at the flick of the wrist by the immigration minister. If they did that, then they could take all the refugees, you know, from Indonesia and provide resettlement in Australia. Now, if it did nothing else, if it wanted to provide a way, it was concerned about people taking dangerous voyages, then it can do something tomorrow to indicate to people who are waiting in Indonesia that they don't need to wait for years and years, that Australia is committed to resettlement.
Spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintoul.